There's our school bell, and when you hear that, you know to get your Bible. I am Bill Boyd, the superintendent of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and the preacher of the Rock Cliff Church of Christ, which brings this program to you. And so I'm glad you're here today to be a student. If you have your Bible, you'll want to be turning it to Genesis, and I'll show you specifically where to go in a few moments. We'll start with Genesis chapter 12, but we'll have more to say about that in a few moments. We are making a change in the Warren County Radio Bible School today. We have been studying the great men and women of the Bible, and we're going to begin a study on the missionary message of the Bible, and I'll explain the significance of that in just a moment. But when we contemplate these great men and women that we have been studying, you know, all of the great men and women that we studied were great, flawed men and women. We might be able to say, if we could say, well, I'm as good as Abraham, and I'm as good as David, and I'm as good as John the Baptist. In the first place, you're deceiving yourself. You're probably not that good. But even if you were that good, did you know you would not be good enough? You will never be good enough until you can say, I am as good as Jesus Christ. And you will never say that, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It is only of Jesus when God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Because in Jesus there was no sin. And we cannot say that. If we ever think that we are good enough to be saved on our goodness apart from the gospel, then we're thinking too much of ourselves. We need to be saved by the grace of God. And God saves us by His grace. When we submit to His will, when we are baptized into Christ, we come up out of that water, born again, a new creature. Now, don't pay attention to your preacher if he tells you you do not need to be baptized for the remission of your sins. If your preacher says that, then you know that your preacher needs to be baptized for the remission of his sins, because that's what it says. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, and I know preachers have constructed all kinds of philosophies and theologies to try to deny the function of baptism in the process of salvation, but it is all a failure. And I don't care what theology we might hold to, or what we might call it, or how traditional it may be among those of that denomination, about which any denomination, how traditional it is. Only the Bible is the truth. And we have to lay aside all of our own thoughts and theologies and go by what the Bible says. And the Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And it is then, when we obey, that God saves us by His grace. It's not about being good enough for God. It's about being humble enough to do His will. And so we would invite everyone, as they compare themselves to these men of the Bible, to let them inspire you, to lift you up, to admonish you, so that their goodness can become part of your goodness. But don't think you can be good enough to be saved. Christ is our supreme example. And this whole section that we've been studying out of this little Sunday school book closes with these lines from Whittier. O Lord and Master of us all, whene'er our name, our sign, we own Thy ways, we hear Thy call, we test our lives by Thine. And with that, I turn the page. And as I turn the page, I see in my little Sunday school book that we are coming to a Sunday school lesson, the first in a series of lessons on the missionary message of the Bible. And this particular Sunday school lesson was dated for October the 7th, 1923. And before I get into that, let me remind you that since the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, you need to know that our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Now, what do we mean by the missionary message of the Bible? Did you know that that word missionary is itself not a Bible word? And so we've got to be careful how we use that. We know what it means. It means one that has gone on a mission. And when I think of missionary, I think of the Great Commission, where Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." You see, the Bible is intended for everyone in the world. God one time gave a law of Moses at Mount Sinai and began with the Ten Commandments and continued with various laws and ordinances that established the Levitical priesthood and all of the sacrifices associated with that and the temple, and gave them various ways in which various laws by which they were to conduct themselves in their civilization, including dietary laws and laws about the keeping of certain days. But all of that old law was never for all of the world. It was for the nation of Israel, and it was for the Jews. It was the law that Jesus Christ himself lived under the Old Testament. But now, we have the gospel, and the gospel is the same gospel for all the world. We might think of the dispensations of the Bible. There was a patriarchal dispensation, which was a family system, in which God spake to the families of the world through the fathers. And then there was the Mosaic system, and that is a national system in which God spoke to the nation of Israel through Moses. But now we're in the gospel system, the Christian system, and it is an international system. It is one law, one gospel for all of the world. And the Bible had always intended that the ultimate message would go forth to all. Have you ever noticed, as you begin reading your Bible in the book of Genesis, that when God created man and woman, that we're talking about everyone in the world? Because beginning with Adam and Eve, well, that was everyone. But then we read about their children and their children's children, and we read about them down through the generations until God called Noah. And still we're talking about everyone in the world. You know, when Noah stepped out of the ark with his three sons and their wives, there were eight souls that were saved by water. And those eight souls, Noah, his wife, and his three sons, and their three wives, was every person in the world. And then we read about the generations that came out of them, and how that God told them to replenish the earth and to carry themselves abroad. But they rebelled against God and thought they would build a tower of Babel to reach to heaven and glorify themselves. And so God confused their languages. And out of that, all of the families that came out of Noah and of his sons divided up and went into the various parts of the earth. And still, going down through Genesis 11, we're talking about everyone in the world. But there is a tremendous change that takes place when we come to Genesis chapter 12. Suddenly, the entire Bible story goes from the story of everyone in the world down to the story of one man and his wife, and then their children. We're talking about Abraham and Sarah and their seed, how they became the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's how this story follows until we come to Christ and the Great Commission. And then on Acts chapter 2, we see that the promise of salvation is announced. Acts chapter 2 and verse 39. Both to you and to your children and all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And so the Bible again opens up into a story for all of the world. And so that's what we're talking about when we talk about the missionary message of the Bible. It was always intended to go to everyone in the world, and we want to convert everyone in the world to Christ that is willing to submit to His will. And so with that in mind, we'll begin this study and begin with a lesson called Abraham, a blessing to the whole world. Now there's three texts, all of them in Genesis. The first one is in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. The next text we find is in Genesis chapter 18, and this is verses 17 and 18. And Jehovah said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do, seeing Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? The next passage is Genesis chapter 22. It's verses 15 through 18. And here we read, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself has I sworn, saith Jehovah, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee. Thy seed shall be as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. The golden text for this lesson is Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. In thee shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. And the devotional reading is the 47th Psalm. I'm turning there now to the 47th Psalm, and I'll read as we have time. The inscription is for the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for Jehovah Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdueth peoples under us, and nations under our feet. He hath chosen our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved, to Selah. God is gone up with a shout, Jehovah with the shout of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigneth over the nations. He sitteth upon his holy throne. The prince of the peoples are gathered together to be the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Well, we got to read that reading, and I want you to notice how it is emphasized that God is not just the God of Abraham, He's the God of all the peoples of the world.